sign in right here.
Oh, you have to sign in? I'm not going in.
For some Rangelites, the party wasn't over. 17 individuals dared to bear it all as they came out on New Year's Day for the annual polar bear swim at Shoemaker Bay. Others were on hand to show their support or to see if these people were just crazy enough to pull off such a stunt.
This whole thing is kind of like a coming out party for crazy people. You know, everybody can talk the talk, but this is where you walk the walk.
Clay Hammer started Wrangell's Polar Bear Swim back in 2000 as part of a bet with his wife.
It sounded like the most outrageous thing a person could do on a day kind of like today was. It was windy and it was snowing. It was blowing sideways. It was kind of crazy out. They drove the car right out on the beach and I went in and she recorded the whole thing. It lasted for 60 seconds, and anyway, so that became the standard of how long we stay in the water to be an official member. It's 60 seconds. So.
And that tradition has been going on for 10 years now. Though it is not an official Wrangell event, it is still one that keeps the city's New Year's celebrations alive after midnight.
This is just a fun thing to do to begin the year. And I always say that if you start your year out polar bear swimming, there's only one way to go for the rest of the year, and that's up.
Wrangell Mayor Don McConaughey has been involved with the polar bear swim each year since its inception. He says he is amazed each year at how many people who come out to participate despite the conditions.
Amazingly, this is probably the coldest year we've had. And granted, we're a little bit down in people. We had 17, but those are very, very brave souls in my book.
How does someone get psyched up to dive into frigid Alaskan waters? 17-year-old Joe Lewis, who is a 5-year veteran of the swim, says his plan is pretty simple.
What do you do to prepare for something like this?
Don't think. Pretty much it. Just don't think about it.
Others, like rookie polar bear swimmer Mark Hummel, say they were motivated by others around them.
Well, my wife did it last year, and I came out here and watched, and I thought, God, that looks like fun. These people are all nuts, and that sort of fits me.
No more thinking, it's time. A quick prayer is said before they take their ice-cold dip into the freezing confines of Shoemaker Bay.
First off, Heavenly Father, forgive our for our stupidity, but we ask that, God, that you be with us. God, that you keep us all safe. We're thankful for the new year. Father, we're thankful for friends and family. And Lord, we ask for a special blessing. Lord, we ask that you would be with us throughout this year in all seriousness, God, that your hand would be over each and every one of us. And we are thankful for this day and for all that you're going to do in this year, 2009. Lord, keep us safe and Lord, keep us warm in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
Amen!
And they're off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is not...
After a minute in the water, the frozen ones came out and gathered around the bonfires with cups of hot chocolate and cider in hand. The experience was felt the same all around.
It's just the first 15 seconds that are cold. After that, it's not bad because you can't feel anything anymore.
How you feel?
Cold. Very cold. Fifth year doing it. Wife, sixth year. It takes me from the 4th of July until now to get the courage up to do it.
At the end of the event, the director of the Delusional had some final words. These words probably won't stop Wrangellites from coming out next year.
Congratulations on a successful dip. From a mental health standpoint, you guys are officially delusional. And good nuts. Congratulations.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.